WKJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school activities last night, in high school basketball play and boys hoops, regular season game last night saw Carroll rally late to beat Atlantic 58-52. 12 turnovers in the second half turned into 20 Carroll points. 12 Atlantic turnovers turned into 20 Carroll points, and allowing the Tigers to rally back for the victory. Ryan Hawkins had 23 points. Garrett Franken had 17 to help lead Atlantic last night. Also in high school basketball, boys play. First round district play held last night in both 1A and 2A. In Class 1A basketball district first round action, a couple of games here on KJAN. One of them saw Audubon defeat Cam 53-45. That game was close throughout until the Wheelers were able to put that one away late, especially from the free throw line. Tyler Reboff with 16 points led four players in double figures for Audubon as they go to 9-13 on the season with the win. Tyler McAfee and Tanner Winther each had a game-high 13 points for Cam as their season comes to a close. Also in boys district action, the other game heard here on KJAN was Glidden-Ralston outlasting Guthrie Center 45-35 last night. Guthrie Center got out to a quick start up 18-6 early, but it was Glidden-Ralston with a good finish. They finished on a 14-2 run to rally back and post a 10-point victory. 13 points for Noah Borkowski led the way for Glidden-Ralston. TJ Wickland had 15 for Guthrie Center in that ball game. Elsewhere in 1A boys first-round district play, it was East Union over Orient Maxburg 50-43. Heartland Christian topping South Page 72-43. Riverside a winner over Essex 52-46. Charter Oak Ute beat Woodbine 63-47. Logan Magnolia over West Harrison 56-39. Those winners all advance in boys 1A district play. In 2A district first-round action last night on the boys' side, it was AHSTW advancing with a 77-66 win over Clarinda. Underwood beat Red Oak 54-34. West Central Valley over Southwest Valley 70-58. East Sac County a winner over Otibolt Arthur BCIG 60-47. And Kemper Catholic moves on with a 63-49 win over Missouri Valley in boys' 2A first-round district play last night. Now, tonight's basketball action is girls 1A and 2A regional play as the 1A and 2A regionals hit the quarterfinal round tonight. In action here on KJAN tonight, it'll be Exira EHK at home at Elkhorn as they'll be facing off against Coon Rapids Bayard in a battle of Rolling Valley Conference schools. Coon Rapids Bayard 15-7 on the year. Exira EHK second-ranked and undefeated on the season. That's a 7 o'clock tip time. Chris will have all the action for you tonight from Elkhorn. Exira EHK hosting Coon Rapids Bayard live tonight in 1A regional quarterfinal round play on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. Elsewhere in 1A regional quarterfinals, it'll be Cam at Glidden-Ralston, Charter Oak Ute playing at Kingsley Pearson, Woodbine is at Westwood, Lamoni plays at Bedford, Ankeny Christian plays Orient Maxburg, that's at Adair tonight as part of a doubleheader. The second game has Adair Casey facing Stanton, Sydney is at Fremont Mills, and Nishnabotna is at Essex tonight. Also in Class 2A regional quarterfinal round play this evening, Madrid plays at Panorama. Underwood is at IKM Manning. Tri-Center will visit Trainer. Southwest Valley visits Central Decatur. And Nottoway Valley will play at I-35. All those winners and girls regional quarterfinals will advance. Well, the Weekly Associated Press boys high school basketball poll out yesterday afternoon shows Iowa City West, the defending state champ, still number one in Class 4A. It's a unanimous selection. They're the unanimous number one pick, getting all 14 first place votes. Even though Pleasant Valley is also 19-0 on the season, they stay in the number two spot this week. North Scott, Des Moines Hoover, and Urbandale are the top five. Linmar, Ankeny Centennial, Waukee, Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, and Ames round out the rest of the top 10. In Class 3A, Williamsburg and Pella are tied for the top spot this week. They each got 121 voting points. Waverly, Shell Rock, Lamars, and Fort Madison round out the top five, with MOC Floyd Valley, Dubuque, Wallert, Spirit Lake, Davenport Assumption, and Keokuk finishing off the 3A top 10. In Class 2A, New Hampton is number one this week, with Western Christian, Applington Parkersburg, Monticello, and Western Dubuque the top five. IKM Manning is number six, followed by Forest City, Northeast, West Fork, and Trainer. They're tied with West Fork for the number nine spot in this week's poll. In Class 1A, Gladbrook Rhinebeck is number one, followed by Danville, Maple Valley, Colonesco, and Central Lyon. The final five in the 1A poll, Boyden Hall, Arweva, Earlham, Galen Catholic, and Meskwakie Settlement. Well, the West Virginia men's basketball program has its first 20-win season in 4 years following a mild upset against Kansas. Juwan Staten's layup with 4 seconds left gave the 23rd-ranked Mountaineers a 62-61 triumph over the 8th-ranked Jayhawks. It was Staten's first field goal over the final 8 minutes after he had gone to the bench with leg cramps. He finished with 20 points and helped West Virginia hold Kansas scoreless over the final 2:13. Perry Ellis led Kansas with 19 points but missed a layup between two defenders just before the final buzzer. Also in the top 25, second-ranked Virginia, number 6 Villanova, both remain on pace to record their best regular season ever, as the Cavaliers rode an 18-3 run to a 61-49 win over Pittsburgh. They improved to 24-1. The Wildcats, an 80-54 rout of Seton Hall last night. They're 24-2. Also, Butler pulled out a thriller on the road as Roosevelt Jones sank the winning layup with 1.9 seconds left to give the 19th-ranked Bulldogs a 58-56 triumph at Creighton. The Iowa State Cyclones will have a chance to solve their road woes in Big 12 play this week. The Cyclones visit Oklahoma State on Wednesday night, and they'll follow that with a trip to Texas on Saturday. ISU has dropped 4 straight on the road in league play.
You know, you can handle adversity a little bit at home with the home court behind you when you have 14,500 screaming fans. If you splinter apart a little bit, they have a way of bringing you back together. So, you know, you have to handle adversity on the road. That's the number one thing. Teams are going to go on runs. They've got the crowd support behind them. You have to stick together and find a way to play 40 minutes of basketball. And we have not done a good job of that on the road this year.
That's Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg, who says it takes a complete effort to win on the road.
You can't just play great for a stretch. You have to play great for 40 minutes if you want to walk out of those gyms with wins. I'm looking forward to this week. I think it's good for our basketball team. We talked a lot about, the issues that we've had on the road, and we'll see what we're made of. Hopefully we come out and compete and give ourselves a chance.
Iowa State is 8-4 in Big 12 action and remains 14th in the latest Associated Press men's college basketball poll. Kentucky remains the unanimous number one in this week's AP Top 25 with Virginia, Gonzaga, Duke, and Wisconsin. Top five is unchanged. In fact, the top eight is unchanged, with Villanova, Arizona, and Kansas staying put. Utah is 9. Notre Dame is 10 this week. Northern Iowa moves up 2 spots this week. The Panthers at 24-2. They're in at number 11 in this week's poll. Wichita State is 13. We mentioned Iowa State at 14th. Other notables include Maryland at 16, Oklahoma at 17, Baylor is 20th, Oklahoma State 22nd, West Virginia 23rd, and Ohio State 24th in this week's poll. NFL draft analyst Mike Mayock believes Iowa's Brandon Scherff will be the first offensive lineman selected in this year's draft. The NFL scouting combine begins later this week in Indianapolis, and Mayock feels the Outland Trophy winner is best suited to play guard.
I believe he can play outside. However, I think his best position, because of his power, his toughness, and his football sense, is inside. I think he's an all-pro guard. But that doesn't mean he can't play tackle in the NFL.
Mayock projects UNI running back David Johnson as a third or fourth round pick in a draft that has a lot of depth.
I think particularly deep at running back, although it might not be quite as dramatic at wide receiver as a year ago, it's still going to be a very good wide receiver class. Correspondingly, it's going to be very thin at quarterback and safety. And I think the rest of the positions are solid. So overall, a good class.
Mayock says while grading the results of the combine is an imperfect science, they are best used to confirm what you see on the game tape.
If a fast guy runs fast, check. Slow guy runs slow, check. Now, it should jump about 37 inches, jump around 30, check. However, whenever you find something that doesn't match up to the tape, that should be the red flag to make you go back and watch some more.
The combine is later this week. The NFL draft comes up in April. And the company that's moving quickly on a plan to build a stadium that could host a Southern California NFL team has given more than $118,000 in campaign contributions to officials in the city where it would be located. The Los Angeles Times is reporting that campaign finance forms show most of the money went to Inglewood Mayor James T. Butts Jr., a major supporter of the stadium plan. The donations came during 4 different campaigns starting in 2006. The stadium plans for Inglewood have the San Diego Chargers playing tough with local politicians. The Chargers have issued their sternest warning yet to City Hall in their long-running effort to get a new stadium. Attorney Mark Fabiani has told the mayor's advisory group that for the time being anyway, there might not be a publicly acceptable solution to replace aging Qualcomm Stadium. Fabiani has handled the team's stadium push since 2002, and he says we have no intention of allowing the Chargers franchise to be manipulated for political cover. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.